Reverend Christy Hardwick is here to talk about the 4th annual Provincetown Inspiration Weekend that takes place September 29th to October 1st and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Christy.
Hello.
Tell us about the Provincetown Inspiration Weekend.
Well, it's something that I was called to create because I spent a lot of time in Provincetown living there, living on the Cape. And there are theme weeks for just about everything you can imagine. I'm so happy that we do that. We're so inclusive as a community and celebrate every aspect of every person's unique identity. And I loved it. But I always felt there was something a little bit missing because the party is great and the celebration is great and the acknowledgement of all our differences are great. But there's also a need to use the beauty of the Cape and this space and the nature for our own kind of inner well-being work. So this sense of inner well-being was kind of missing for me in terms of experiences and offers in Provincetown. So Inspiration Weekend is a time for you to kind of go deep inside with other people who are willing to do this, using music and spoken word, to look at that part of yourself that you use to fill up that kind of inner self so that you have something to give to the world and give to what you do.
What are some of the events that you have planned for this event?
Well, the way the event's structured is that we start with a meet and greet in the art galleries at the east end of Provincetown, so you get a chance to remember what the place is about and meet some of the fellow attendees, which is always fun. But we go right into music, get immersed in a concert that lasts for 2 hours, and the concert is mixed between music itself and the spoken word and a few exercises that allow you to begin to connect with some of the lyric, because the lyric is really the message. We have songs that are about our opening of our heart and sharing ourselves and trusting and risking and being present with all that we have to give to the world. So it invites that contemplation, and that's one of the events. But we also have workshops in the afternoons. They're healing workshops. You can do anything from going to acupuncture to learning about essential oils to learning how to use the drawing of a mandala in your own practices and how that might support some of your needs. So we offer the full gamut, and we actually do some actual dancing, too, because there's a piece that we have that's called Hard Times Require Furious Dancing. It's after the book by Alice Walker of the same name. And the concept there is the mind-body connection and making sure we don't just intellectually move ourselves. We literally move our bodies sometimes. The world right this moment, I think, I don't know about you, but I find myself challenged every day to manage through some sense of disappointment, rage, concern, anger, fear. And so we have to have different kinds of tools. So we have experiences that offer you many different ways to access the strength in yourself.
What do you hope to accomplish with your weekend and your work?
In terms of what I want to accomplish, when people come to Inspiration Weekend and they come and let's say their tank is sort of half full, and they leave and their tank is full, that's one accomplishment we love to have, is that literally you have been engaged in your work, engaged in your day-to-day, engaged in your community, and you kind of used a lot of your energy and a lot of your own spirit, and this allows you to fill it back up again. So that's one thing. The other thing is that people have learned at least one way that they can utilize what they learned in the weekend on a daily basis. So, for example, one of the times we talked about literally just keeping your heart open and talk about what that really means. What does it mean to walk around with an open heart in this world? And if it closes over, why does it close over? Because we're afraid, because we're concerned, we're fearful, and we don't want to be hurt. But if our hearts are open, there's this amazing energy of life that can flow through us and allow us to be channels for good. So learning how to keep it open, even when things are difficult and trying, is worthwhile. So if people walk away with one thing they can do to remind themselves to be really a force for good in the world, that's a worthwhile event.
What is your personal commitment to LGBTQ civil rights?
Well, I have had a history of working with people in the LGBTQ equality movement that began back in the 90s more forcefully because I was a little late bloomer. I was married and have three children, and I came out around my 40th year. I'm now 58 years old, and so I was new and had to do my coming out with everyone in the family and the whole workplace as I was in Silicon Valley as an executive. But once I was clear about who I was clear about what I needed to do. And I joined the board of GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, in the 90s, and was on that board for 10 years, and actually chaired the board and helped facilitate a lot of its restructuring and the work in K-12 schools, because that was one of my passions. But since that time, I've had an opportunity to lead what's called the Executive Directors Institute, which is a group of executive directors in the LGBTQ equality movement who meet every year for their own rejuvenation. I designed and facilitated that for 5 years in a row. I got a chance to serve in that capacity. And then I found myself also coaching executives in the movement, from the task force to Out and Equal and other organizations. So my work right now primarily revolves around the movement in terms of my facilitation and my support. I have a few other nonprofits that are not directly related, but most of my coaching practice is directly related to the movement.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
Well, I see some very hopeful things. One is that we're staying diligent about making sure whatever happens, we call it into question. We rally everyone to make sure they're aware of what's happening. So I found our communication is really important, that we're saying to people, look, this just happened, and don't get weary. Let's speak out. And I love some of the tools that are available to us, where we can automatically get to our representatives, automatically sign a petition and move things forward. So I think the movement has to stay focused on continually keeping things in front of us and helping us see the many different ways that we can contribute, whether it's on the street, literally, whether it's on the phone, whether it's written, whether it's some of our own talents, whether it's about what we're singing and doing and writing. So I think in this particular environment, staying engaged and doing what we can do on a daily basis is really required.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids struggling with Trump's administration?
One of the things that I've done this year at Inspiration Week is we have an amazing young man, Akile Wika, who will be attending, who transitioned from female to male in the last year and considers it part of his faith walk also as a spiritual being. So he is coming to Inspiration Weekend to talk to everyone there about his transition and how he was able to get through the period of time when he was cutting on himself and feeling like he didn't want to be on the planet. So some of it's about listening to the stories of others, surrounding yourself with people who have strength that you may not have, and to support each other, because when we're helping other people, we often are helping ourselves. So for youth, I say, reach out, you know, be willing to speak about who you are and find people who are willing to support you in who you are so that you can not be in that isolated space and feeling. And luckily, there are many schools in different parts of the country that do have the GLSEN Safe Spaces, and we have the Gay Straight Alliances, and do connect with those opportunities so that you're not alone. Because I think the most important thing is to not be isolated and to not feel like you're alone, because there's a whole world of people who are loving you and who care for you and who want to let you know that you're magnificent exactly as you are.
How can people get information about the Provincetown Inspiration Weekend?
Well, we have a Facebook page called Provincetown Inspiration Weekend, and we also have a website that's called inspirationgatherings.org, and both things will provide you with a full schedule, give you all the artist bios who are going to be part of our weekend, who they are, what they do, what they share. Everyone who's going to do a workshop is on the website, and we've been promoting each of these folks on our Facebook page also, so you can find out there. There's a few video interviews that give you information as well, so I think between those places you can get everything you need to know.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, I am an executive coach and a leadership coach, so I spend time one-on-one with folks, and this was my way, Inspiration Weekend was my way of spending time with one-to-many. Not everyone can coach with me, and I can't have that many people that I coach individually. So I'm creating more events like Inspiration Weekend so that people can have a space to connect with me and with others who want to support them in their own development and their own growth and their own capacity for living in this very, very challenging time and very challenging world, and stay in a space of love. So the theme we have for the weekend is called Fierce Love. And the reason why we chose that theme for Fierce Love is that some people think, if I'm loving, it must mean I'm not going to be an activist or I'm not going to get stuff done. Love can be extremely fierce. Love can be something that, in the civil rights movement in the 60s, I remember listening to the people who were many of the architects of the movement. And Congressman John Lewis comes to mind specifically, where he had people who actually were kicking him, and he's looking at them thinking, this is my brother who's lost, and I'm not going to go to violence on this, but I'm going to love so fiercely that that person's going to be transformed by my love, not by my returning the hate. And it's a very big order to give us, to say that we're going to transform the world by loving people and being loving, but in a fierce way, meaning I call you out when you're wrong. I let you know that it's not okay to suppress me. It's not okay to oppress me. But I can still do that from a place of love and connection and knowing that it matters that every single person come along and every single person find that way to that open heart.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I do. I think that I would like people to wonder and ask themselves, so what difference does it make if I show up at an event for a weekend that's going to help me feel better for the world? And I say that if the answer to that is, we need every one of us. Every one of us is a unique expression of life, and it's like we are a note in the symphony of everything that can become harmony, but without us, something's missing. So the more that you can be available to that aspect of yourself that's uniquely you, and that you have the fullness to show up in life, your light, your being, your way, can make a difference for every person that you touch, whether it's people at your work, whether it's people in your community, if you have a spiritual community, if you have a hobby, if you're in a club, your presence matters. And so you coming and feeding yourself and nourishing yourself from the inside out makes a difference in the world.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do. When I am challenged, I say to myself, I am gentle with my body. I tend to my spirit. My presence is enough. It means that things are difficult and I might be tired and it might be challenging. I might hear things, but it's okay to spend time tending and being gentle with my own body, meaning I'm giving it good food. I'm giving it plenty of hydration and water. I am moving it when I need to move it. And that I tend to my own spirit. Like if I need quiet, then I get quiet. If I need a nature walk, then I go into nature and I walk. I tend to that spirit of my own, and that my presence is enough, meaning that I don't have to have a checklist of 150 items every day in order to be of value to the world.